Welcome to Dinner Audio Interview 4028.
By a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
There's a band in Australia, Parkway Drive, and the lead singer, his name's Winston, and they started off really small and in Australia, and they got all their money together, went over to America, and slept pretty much outside on the ground for a year. Until they made it, and they made it big, and it was just a great story of how they got what they wanted through hard work.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I come from a small town and middle class. It really shaped me because I'm a lot friendlier than I think I would towards strangers and a lot more trusting. As if I came from a city.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm outgoing and I have a great sense of humor. I'm very friendly and trustworthy.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
They passed on to me. I'm very easygoing also. I like to roll with the punches and stuff like that. I'd like to pass that on my children and not be so high strung.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
I would like to go fishing with my family and hang out by a lake and grill barbecue and things like that.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Favorite holiday is Christmas. I love to be with my family and my extended family comes over and it's just really nice and I enjoy the food.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, could you tell me about them?
We had two Cocker Spaniels named Courtney and Chelsea. They were good dogs.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
My friend had an outdoor pool and a basketball goal above his garage. And for about a whole summer, we just played basketball, got in the pool, and we got hot and rode around on our bikes. That was my favorite outdoor activity.
What types of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
I enjoyed fictional stories about just people's lives. Really, some people think they're boring, but just about fictional people's lives. And Death Watch is my favorite book from my childhood, and it's about this guy who's being hunted by a poacher.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
I like books about high school football life. There's a particular book, it's called Winning, and it's just the story of a young high school football coach who comes to a new town who's religious about their football and the crimes that revolve around it.
What is your favorite word and why?
Right now it would probably have to be bazinga.
Oh really? What does that mean?
It's just something you say when you pull a practical joke on somebody. It's from a TV show. Mm-hmm. It's just an inside joke. I end up saying that a lot lately.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. A lot of people have said that I remind them of Paul Rudd. I don't really see it, but looks-wise, it would be... I've heard Robert Pattinson from the Twilight movies.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
The 1950s. It's just full of, you know, you had the greasers, I guess, and just the cars and the atmosphere, really, at all the diners I would have loved to live at.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
The most important thing to happen to me is probably I broke my femur in football, and I had to stay in bed for 6 weeks instead of going to school. And my teachers had to come to my house before they went to school and teach me. That just changed me because I was in the best physical shape of my life. And I broke my leg and just made me work a lot harder to get where I wanted to be physically.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be, and what would you ask them?
Probably be from earlier, the Winston from the band that I like, just ask him how he enjoys, which parts of his life does he enjoy, and exactly how did he get there.
What is your definition of success?
Definition of success is pretty much just being happy wherever you are in life. Getting what you started off, accomplishing your goals, whether it be the short goals or the long-term goals that you set for yourself. Meeting those is a success in my book.
Mm-hmm. What is your biggest frustration?
Not having enough time to do what I'd like right now. Going to school and working and my social life, it's pretty taxing on me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I just get frustrated because I have no free time.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
I don't know if this counts as a scientific phenomenon, but time change. Mm-hmm. It's challenged me a couple times. Just the concept of it, and the different scenarios that could happen, saying if you do something here and somebody does it over in the Middle East, is that at the exact same time or a day ahead? Mm-hmm. It's just...
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be on the lake wakeboarding. I love being on the lake.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My friends from high school. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be with them. I haven't gotten to see them as much as I'd like to, and they love wakeboarding, so we'd do that together.
Mm-hmm. What is your approach to life?
Just to live it and try to be happy. Don't try to worry about things too far ahead. Pretty much a day at a time with short goals ahead of that.
What was the most difficult time in your life?
Most difficult time in my life is when my parents split up.
How did you overcome these difficulties?
I wouldn't say overcome, but maybe get around the fact I would just go to my dad's every weekend and see him then.
Mm-hmm. And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Made me appreciate my family more and what I had instead of taking things for granted.
Mm-hmm. Describe your most rewarding experience.
I would have to say we made it to the state semifinals in football, and also we won district, and I was a big part of that, so I felt very rewarded.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, Monopoly, and it's still my favorite board game. It's a great game.
Who is your favorite actor?
That would be Johnny Depp.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I've jumped off a cliff at the lake. It's pretty high up there. I would say 40 feet.
Oh. So. Into the water?
Yes.
Diving?
Yes. And not diving, just jumping
in. Hopefully it's deep
water. Right. And there's no rocks, so it was pretty crazy.
Wow. How many times have you done that?
Just the once.
Just one time?
Yeah.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I turn on a TV show and probably go to the bathroom.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
I wish I could juggle, or in the fantasy world probably fly, but other than that.
What sound do you love?
Music, and particularly rock. So.
What sound do you hate?
I hate sirens.
How do you deal with stress?
I either take a nap or turn my music on real loud.
What do you have on your bedside table?
An alarm clock and my TV remote.
What are you afraid of?
Death around me. Family or me or friends.
What are three things you can't live without?
My family, my phone, and probably music.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
A fireman. And I stuck with that pretty much through high school, but decided that I could do something else.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
My brothers. Make sure they're okay. And then I mean, that's the top priority, so that's probably it.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
I think it's more satisfying to appreciate the world, and in that respect, you can try and improve the world by appreciating it, maybe recycling or just doing a small part, but it starts with appreciating it.
What makes you smile?
My girlfriend makes me smile. Yes. Every time she smiles, it makes me smile.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Baseball. Just recreational right now. But I could be playing that all day and just not have a care in the world.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
Probably live in a nice condo.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
To be a lead singer in a band.
How do you want to be remembered?
As a friend, a brother, a son, just all around good guy. That's it.
Okay. What would you do with $1 million?
I would buy a modest house and pay it off, and I'd probably just let it sit in a bank for a while and get a job. And have it as my rainy day fund.
When do you feel the best? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening, after dinner.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
Country music. It's just not my cup of tea. And also just really high-strung people. I'd prefer not to deal with that.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
A 69 Camaro. Probably to be rich.
I guess 2 is
good. Yeah, I'd save my last one.
Yeah. If you were elected president of the United States, what's the first bill you'd enact and why?
I really don't have a problem with the way things are being run right now. I really have no problems with...
You are majoring in advertising and marketing. When did you first become interested in this field?
I've always been interested in the field because I've always enjoyed looking at commercials or just really advertising's everywhere. Maybe to create something that other people can see is a really nice thought of what I want to do.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I would like to get an internship at an advertising firm and work my way up from the bottom, see where that takes me.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would probably be a singer in a band. Preferably a popular band.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing as far as work, family, and travel?
Well, work, hopefully I would be a partner in an advertising firm. It's a little high goal to be set, but I'd like to be doing that. I'd like to have a wife and a son, possibly more children. That's where it took me. And traveling probably wouldn't be much. It'd probably be Florida in the summers. That's about it.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Start off with a nice dinner at a restaurant. And then probably just take a walk back to a park or something and just talk and hang out.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Has to be easygoing, very funny, has to make me laugh, definitely outgoing. I'd like for them to make friends easily and be friends with my friends, and hopefully good looking. Nice face.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Just commit myself with them for the rest of their lives and promise that everything's going to be taken care of.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in the program to help families that cannot reproduce. And that's pretty much it. I just want to help out and do my part.
Mm-hmm. This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4028.